This article is entitled Attack on Indie Shop is Mindless Destruction and is a follow-on from the article on the front page. The vandalism of an indie shop in Wallingford has been described as deplorable as a second business is attacked in recent months. Marcelin Boutique CIC, a community interest company which reinvests all profits back into projects for the good of Wallingford, suffered a mystery attack the night before the town's Christmas fair. Founder and director Vicky T went to open the shop only to discover the stockroom window had been smashed in. In a stroke of bad luck, a leak from the shop's upstairs neighbour through the boutique stockroom ceiling and soaked through its stock, including 90% of its clothing stock, which was ready for sale. Initially, the smashed window wasn't even noticed amid the flood, the source of which was later discovered to be a bathroom leak from the shop's lovely upstairs neighbour, with Mrs. T explaining it was no one's fault. Luckily, only a few things were damaged compared to the larger loss we could have faced had it sat there longer. But the window was broken on the same night and was devastating to discover. The incident has been reported to the police as criminal damage, so if anyone knows about how the incident happened, please get in touch with us for the crime reference number. Any information would be gratefully received to know why and how this happened. A spokesman for Thames Valley Police said, "We received a report at around 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, December the 7th, of a broken window at a shop in Wallingford. We believe there to be nothing stolen from inside the shop. No arrests have been made and our investigation is ongoing." Mrs. T has been drying stock for days following the flood, and a Just Giving fundraiser has been launched to pay for the shop's electricity bill and window replacement and help it get back on its feet before the busy Christmas trading period. It's the second violent incident against an indie shop in Wallingford in recent months, as St Martin's Street phone repair shop, Help I've Broken It, suffered an attack in October. A major burglary saw the shop's front window smashed in, thousands of pounds worth of stock stolen, and serious damage done to the family-run business. Wallingford Town and Ward Councillor and Chair of South Oxford District Council, Catherine Keats-Rohan, said, "All vandalism is to be deplored. It's particularly disheartening to hear of attacks on the workplaces of hard-working and community-minded people. Wallingford is proud of its independent traders and will continue to support them." Police and Crime Commissioner for Thames Valley, Matthew Barber, said, "Instances like this of what appears to be mindless destruction should be condemned by all. Thames Valley Police have had a number of successes recently in dealing with issues in the town, and the investigation into this crime is ongoing."